Hello, friends, and welcome to Brazenly Shady. My name is Shazen Pages, and I'm one of your co-hosts. If you're a fan of chopping it up with your girlfriends while engaging in real, raw, and raunchy conversations, then buckle up and get comfortable because Brazenly Shady is definitely the podcast for you. Join me and my co-host, Sharonda Isadora, for bi-weekly episodes as we discuss all things romance with a dose of drama, tarot, and lipstick. Where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Tune in with us, guys. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Brazenly Shady. I'm Sharonda, and
I'm Tamo.
Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to another episode show of We Got What You Always Need, okay?
What you looking for? We got what you look. You know what? Welcome back, bitches.
Hello.
Life has been lifing, but we did carve out some time to bring you two new books. Well, one of them is new to me, and sure, you know Sharonda read it from release date. Because this is her fave. You understand? This is her fave. But I just want to put out on the record is that she told me to read this book and I read it. That's all I'm going to say.
She ain't going to never let me live that down.
You're damn skippy, I ain't. Ooh, you damn skippy, I ain't. So today we are discussing Unhand Me from Gray Huffington and Sharonda's fave, Portia's Wolf from Drea Anderson.
Hello, 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 hello.
Like Migos say, let's get it.
Let's get into it. So, okay. We're going to start off with Unhand Me by Gray Huffington. This is a novella length book. It's super short, y'all. Y'all can get into it and read it. And basically, the book is about two childhood friends who was pussing around for a majority of their goddamn life. They was fucking on the back end, pussing around, but they decided to, I guess, get together or whatever.
It was okay. When it comes to Gray Huffington, I like to say that I'm a sucker for punishment because every time this woman drop a book, I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I didn't discover her because shout out to Aries and Cynthia. They told me about Gray Huffington years ago. And I've seen the covers, beautiful gowns. I mean, beautiful covers, because when I say beautiful gowns, I mean, that's not a good thing. But beautiful covers. And I started reading, discovered her last year where I was in a literal chokehold reading her books. And then Luca came out. And I fell in love with Luca. And then after Luca, everything went downhill. Because I didn't like nothing else after Luca. Nothing. So I've decided that Gray Huffington, for me, her novellas are what I'm going to read. I'm not reading another damn full length from this woman. I am reading novellas moving forward. If it's 150 pages and below, I'm your girl. Anything over 150, I'm not reading it. Because for it's fluff. For me, it's fluff. It's wordy and unnecessary dialogue. And I feel novellas are her thing. Insta-love, novellas, or I'm going to just go and say novellas are her thing for me. Okay. So Unhand Me, when I saw it was a novella, I damn break my back trying to read this because I'm like, this is going to do me well. And Unhand Me gave me everything that I wanted in her full-length books.
Okay, I can get with that.
Gray Huffington is an author who taught me that when an author give you a novella, stop fucking asking for more. Because when you ask for more, it don't work out. So I can just, I'm gonna just respect the author moving forward, and I ain't gonna say shit. I'm gonna take what you give me, and I'm gonna leave it there.
And all I'm right, y'all hear her, right? Y'all
now, don't hold me to that, because I'm still asked, but I'm just saying, hello.
No, we hold to that, but go ahead.
if you're a fan of longtime friends or lovers with some type of forbidden vibe, this book is you're gonna love this book.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, this book was short, but I can feel the characters for me just radiating off the pages, because you could feel the chemistry, the intense want and the need from these characters. And I think this book was like 115 pages, if that long.
Yeah, it was. I don't think it was that long, but basically you have Emba and Judah, who, like I said, they've been around each other since they were children, their father, best friends, and which their family, you know, always out together, doing things together, which caused these two to have close proximity to each other all the time. And then, of course, you know, you get in high school and you feeling a little, you know, and Emba wanted Judah to be. Yeah. And Emba wanted Judah to be her first.
Yeah. And Judah was her first. And they just had this secret rendezvous relationship where they felt that they couldn't be out in the open because their family was so close and they did business together. So they didn't want to ruin that. So years, they were just dating other people and messing around with each other. It's crazy. I enjoyed it. I actually loved this book, honestly. However, I did give it 4 stars because, as usual, unnecessary dialogue could have been replaced with more of the couple spending time on page, because she was talking about, oh, and I was sitting in the garage and I lift up the garage door because I didn't want to get carbon monoxide. Girl, what the fuck? Why are we talking about carbon monoxide poisoning and put and the lip in and oh, and I put the stick for my lips. Lipstick! It's okay to say lipstick! Like, what the fuck? I was annoyed, but I love this. I really love this character. These characters were, I mean, and I just said the last time, oh, if this book was longer, then I pulled that shit back. I was like, no, Tima, you say you ain't gonna say that shit no more. Because honestly, if the book was longer, it would have been fucking ruined. It would have been ruined for me if it was longer. So I'm glad that she kept short, simple, and sweet. And it's crazy how you could have a book that less than 150 pages and you still have unnecessary dialogue. How? 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 But I'm glad that she put Judah in his place, because she realized that, okay, we weren't going to have a future. She lit the fire under his ass because this nigga was going to be scared forever if she didn't lit the fire in his ass and tell him that, you know what, I'm moving on and I'm going to start dating other people. And he was like, nah, I like, he literally could not handle it anymore.
And that's what annoyed me about the book. Judah with his back and forth, like, oh, your father, oh, my father, oh, the business. I'm like, Judah, if you fucking in love with this woman, just fucking go be, you talking about some, I'm a man this and I'm a man that. Go to her fucking father and tell her, tell him, like, hey, me, you ain't got to tell him all the details and shit, but at least tell the man, hey, I'm in love with your fucking daughter and I want to be with her. But all that pussyfooting around, he was getting on my goddamn nerves. I was like, put your dick in your hand, sir.
Put your dick in your hand. Yeah.
Do something. Like, he got on my nerves.
And the thing about it is that it's crazy, because what annoyed you? Oh, they down. These people, damn, what the day is? The 4th of July? Okay. The 4th of July ain't tell. Why y'all?
It ain't till tomorrow, honey. Yeah, they started Saturday.
I said fireworks in my community. Anyway, actually, sorry,
they
y'all.
They started Friday on my shit, but go ahead.
What annoyed you about this book? I actually liked it because.
No, that shit annoyed me.
It was different because we usually get indecisiveness from the woman, and it was flipped. Like, this nigga was back and forth like a damn tennis match. I was like, dude, get it together, Judah. Get it together. But
oh boy, When I just wanted him to get it together. Like, I did like us getting the indecisiveness for him because, yeah, I agree. We always get that from the women. But if that motherfucker wasn't annoying as shit, I was like, if you don't get your shit together, sir.
I think he was scared, Sharonda. He was scared because he was torn between the fact that his business, he's a boss at what he do. He's good at what he do. His family and her family, they have a good connection.
And I
think he wasn't thinking outside of the fact that, oh, damn, the daddy is going to get mad. And let's think about it. She was a daddy's girl. She was spoiled. She was the only child because her brother was, I think her brother passed away. So
her brother died when he was a child, yeah.
He was thinking about all, I don't think he wasn't thinking right. This mom, he wasn't thinking right.
He still was annoying as shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. He still was annoying as shit. And Robin, then it's right. Like, and then you trying to cop block this woman. Oh, I love you. We going to be together. How, nigga, when you won't even fucking stand the fuck up? How?
Right. And then I thought when his father found out, he was supposed to man up with his father and say, hey, I love her. Talk to your friend. I thought he was going to take that approach, but this nigga... Boy,
his father was like, don't mess around with that girl. He was like, it's all handle pop. What?
His nuts was not hanging in this book. This shit was shriveled up as a motherfucker.
All the way to his goddamn throat. I was like, Judah, get your shit together. I'm sick of
it. It was giving fresh out of the warm nuts. It was not.
Because, sir, how you dropping off dick?
He was
talking dick. But you can't get it together.
He was dropping off top tier dick. This man was dropping off top tier dick. Dirty talk together. He had the energy. He had the compassionate gangster down.
I was with Amber. I was with Amber. Unhand me. Unhand me. Get off me.
The title of this book took me out. Because every time when she said unhand me, I was like, unhand me. It's given historical... It's giving.
Unhand me.
I was like, unhand me, you demon. Unhand me, you filth. You know, you got to take your hand. You got to be like, unhand me, you. Ugh.
I'm tickled.
But.
He could not get it together. And Ember was tired of his shit. Ember was like, you got to get it together. You have to go to my father and talk to him. And he refused to do it. I get
he like had to light the fire under his ass, and she like when he saw that BMW, he was like, "Wait, when he grabbed her neck, I ain't gonna lie, I orgasmed."
He walked up on dude and told dude, "You gotta leave." No, she was like, "Let me tell him like, to leave.
You gonna tell this nigga to leave, or I can tell this nigga? I ain't gonna lie, I orgasmed a little bit from that scene, just a little."
Here you go. Here you go, boy. The violence.
Be like, "All right, Tima, you need to chill. You know, like just put me in my place just a little bit. Like, don't." Abuse me, but you gotta, you know, put your foot down from time to time. And when he grabbed her neck and was I was like, okay, I like this. I was like, loving that. Wait a minute.
Let me just go over there and talk to him. I was like, yo, you really cop blocking.
I liked how she lit a fire under his ass and she made him mind the fuck up. Because if you had, and what I loved is the fact that when he was trying to come inside, he was like, nah. She was like, you're not coming in here. You're not fucking me. Like,
yes, I love that part.
Don't think because you run that nigga, you coming up in here and sliding up in this because you're not. And I was like, yes, you got to put your foot down.
Like, open the door. She was like, no.
You got to put your foot down. Like, these niggas. Like, you let a nigga slide. If you let a nigga slide, he going to think he Wayne Gretzky best. Like, you got to be on these niggas.
Because honestly, if she hadn't had put her foot down, they would have been pussyfooting around forever.
It would have been 6 to 10 more years of foolishness. So
they would have been 50 years old with him talking about something he can't be with her because of their daddy business. Like, come on. Judah, come on. It's ridiculous.
So she put her foot down and he could not take it anymore. He was literally sick this time. I think he threw up a little bit. I think he threw up a little bit. Like,
he was sick to his stomach. He was like, oh Lord, I'm going to lose the best thing that ever happened to me.
I think he threw up in his mouth a little bit and he went and ran to the daddy. And we found out that
the father never had an issue.
Already fucking knew about it, so y'all waste all this time.
But it's just like the father said, that is my baby girl, that's my only child. You don't think, and with the business that I'm in, that we're in, You don't think I'm checking on my daughter? You don't think I know what's going on with my daughter? Like, the fact that him and Amber could not get it in their head that maybe the father knew what they were doing. It was just like, and the father was offended, because I would have been offended too. Like, I know you fucking my daughter, but you couldn't even come to me, you know? And we cool. I love you like a son. And you couldn't even come to me and tell me like, hey, this is, you know, this is who we want to be together. We want to spend our lives together. You couldn't do that. I'm like, the father, bitch, I'm offended. I'm going to let y'all slide this time, but next time I'm going to slap both of you motherfuckers upside the head. Like,
did he not know that he had detail on them? Y'all really, like, this is why I be wanting to say, oh, I wish it was longer, but no, bitch, I'm not opening my mouth.
Shut up.
I'm going to shut the fuck up, because I ain't even saying shit. Because every time
It was crazy that they just didn't think that the father had any type of detail on this girl, and he knew what was up from jump.
But... And then, see, and then after the father gave them their blessing, it was like things just went smooth, and then the book ended. And I was like, an epilogue would have been the icing on the cake. When I say epilogue, not an extra fucking 200 words. I say an epilogue, bitch.
Just epilogue. Give us a little update of where they're at now.
Yeah, an epilogue would have been the icing on the cake. And like I said, I've learned when it comes to this author, to keep yearning and not asking. So I am gonna form my own conclusion when it comes to her books moving forward. I can be like, yeah, these motherfuckers, they happy now, they got a baby or something. I don't want them to tell me, I want to think about it myself.
But let's just say at the end of this book, even though we didn't get an epilogue or anything, that we got an HEA, and Amber and Judah ends up being together, and that's just that. For the most part, I feel like this was an enjoyable book. I did enjoy it.
I absolutely adored them, and it was the energy for me. It was the energy for me. And I feel like Grey Huffington is good on writing books with great energy, but she has a big issue with fluff. And I know the girls on social media be saying when they think about soft, unproblematic stories, they call it fluff.
Yeah,
no, that's not fluff for me. Fluff is unnecessary dialogue and wording to make up a word count. It's just words, and it's not doing anything,
and it's not adding to the story.
A good editor will be like, we don't need this and we don't need that. Like, at this point, I'm starting to think that it's for Kindle Unlimited pages turn, because he no freaking way.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, this is, I mean, outside of them, of Judah pussyfooting around, not putting his dick in his hand, standing up, you know what I'm saying? This is an unproblematic story.
Yes, it's the foundation of a fucking, like, can you imagine if this was a full-length book? Can you imagine? It would, and I ain't even asking for it, but I'm just saying, if it was, but... I've had problems with her full-length book, so I already know if she had written this in a full-length, I probably would have DNF'd it like I did the other five I DNF'd.
But if done right, it would have worked as a full-length
book. Yes.
But this works.
It was good.
It worked, so yeah.
And I'm going to just take I'm going to take this W that I got with this book and keep it moving, because I enjoyed it. That's why I say I'm reading another full-length book from this woman, from Grey Huffington. Like, I love her novellas. I think she is a bomb at novellas.
I just feel like she has people that love her for her novellas, and she has people that love her for novellas. She probably had people that love her for both. So
I'm sorry, I'm the people that love her for the full-length, but I'm not judging, because I feel like she has the talent. She has the talent. The talent is there.
But when you start adding unnecessary words to a story, it just don't make any sense. Like, a lot of stories, I feel like you just be like, why is this even here? You could just left this out. But you know what? It is what it is. For the most part, I enjoyed this book. I rated it a 3. It was a good read.
I rated it a 4. That carbon monoxide thing had me like, what the fuck? But anyway, moving on.
Woo-wee!
Portia's Wolf. Okay, y'all. Sharonda asked me to read Portia's Wolf. It's been a while since she asked me to read this.
Oh. I'm gonna lay this down with this lady.
Lord, no, it's been a while, but I finally got to it. And let me tell y'all, I love it. I just love it when a book unexpectedly knocks me off of my feet. And you know, when I do my end of year books, I separate the full length from the novella. And right now, Cautious Wolf is on my top novellas of 2023. And if y'all know, he ain't easy to get on shades and pages list, bitch. So if you make it to the list, you did the damn thing.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy. I really cannot with this lady. But go ahead, Tama.
You got a witch. And anybody know me? I'm a big paranormal. And when I say paranormal, these are my top witches, werewolves, and vampire. I know y'all like these bear shifters and these all these different type of shifters. For me, wolf is the top number one.
I love different type of shifters. Like, and I love coming across books where we got different type of shifters. I love that shit. Like, I just be like, you know what? This is fucking different and I'm digging it. But for me, yeah, vampires are my top.
Drea Anderson kind of got me dabbling in the little bear shifters.
Don't make that face because you love it. Get out of here.
Got me dabbling into that. Okay, Drea, you got me dabbling into the bear shifters and the cat shifters. But I was like, I told Sharon, I say, where the wolves at, nigga? Like where the wolves at? Because that's my, I'm reading werewolf shifters. It don't matter who writing it. White, black, pink, blue, yellow, purple, I'm reading it. And you put them with a witch? And you put them with a witch, Drea? Oh my God.
But anyway, in this book, because she is so excited. I love that. I'm finally just happy that she enjoyed the book.
Because you know, witches and werewolves together?
I thought that was a very good combination of
her. I was squealing. But anyway, we got Vic. Vic is a heavy-hitting shifter. He's a heavy-hitting shifter who scented his mate at a wedding and decided that, bitch, I ain't leaving home without you, ho.
That I love that. I love that he refused to leave without her. He was like, girl, we gonna have this one-night stand, but you coming home with me.
With me.
And I was like, yes, Vic, grab her up and...
You ever read a book and you could feel the big dick energy off the pages?
Oh,
Vic was that nigga.
Let me tell you something.
He was that nigga, like, for real.
I was like, just slap me in my face with it. I'll take it.
Bitch. He was, like, I was reading the book, and I will tell you no lie. I had the biggest fucking smile on my face because he was that nigga. Like,
I was like, Vic, slap me with it. I don't care. I'll take it.
He had his radar on her. And he did not let her out of his sight.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how he gave her like this. This was a short book. It happened at a wedding, but it felt like it was long because it's like he was giving her time to get acclimated to the fact that, bitch, you my mate. And I already said you leaving with me, so I'm gonna give you some time to get your shit together, but at the end of the day, when I get time, you coming with me.
He really was like that. He really was like that. I was like, well, damn.
He was like, you coming with me.
He was like, whatever you got to deal with it, because you coming home with me, girl. And she was like, wait.
He had this swag and this smugness, like when his guy was like alpha, and he was like, you heard what he say, bitch? Alpha. Like, he had this cocky confidence thing. Like, it wasn't the one that make you irritated, but it was the opposite effect that it had you like, alpha.
It worked for him. It worked for this story. It really did. But he meets Portia. He, like Tama said, he tracks her at the wedding. They're at her best friend's wedding. Now, this book comes in from, if you read the Hamilton brothers, who are bear shifters, who Tama really don't really, whatever. But so Portia's best friend, Mercedes, is marrying one of the Hamilton brothers, and that's what it is. So, yeah. But anyway.
Portia literally had me begging for more because, like, she's confident in her power. And although she was kind of apprehensive of the fact that she was his mate, she respected it though, because she know how the shit is. But she's also apprehensive because her mentors, her family is like, damn, they're a little skeptical when it comes to shifters. So it's like, because they feel like shifters want witches for their power. And you know, that's usually how it is, especially when it comes to them being with other paranormal beings. It's always something that they want from the witches. So I think the apprehension when it comes for that. But Portia had me wanting this to be a full length. Now, I know I say I ain't asking for no more goddamn full length book, and I ain't, but I'm just saying the thought crossed my head.
I know I didn't want this to be a full-length book. I thought this worked perfectly for what it was, because I feel like within, this was a short story, I feel like what she gave us was enough. And it felt like it was enough what was going on with the story. What Portia kind of being like skittish, especially with her coming from a very bad, you know, relationship previously. But Vic was like, I ain't worried about none of that shit. What happened with him ain't got shit to do with me.
Vic was like, fuck that nigga.
Yes, he was.
He was literally like, fuck that nigga.
He fucked it up.
And like, I listen to you, honey. Like, I listen to you talk about him, but I don't really give a fuck.
Listen, Vic said, I'm a clean up man, honey. I'll clean it up, okay?
Clean up man. Wait, this is a song with a clean up. No, that's a clean up woman. What is the male equivalent for the clean up man, for the clean up woman?
I don't know. Let me think on that. Shit. But I think they just worked together, and they were just so good on page together. And I love that Vic gave her enough time. Like, he didn't rush her into being with him, even though he knew that was his mate and he wanted her with her at that moment. But he gave her enough time to be like, okay, just get your shit together.
And he didn't rush her, but he tell her, when I leave, you coming with me.
What did he do? He took her with him.
But the thing about it is that he was ready to dip from this wedding hours ago. And he was like, I guess I'll stay because this one. She wanna do first dance, throwing the bouquet, all this dumb shit. Vic was like, I guess I'll suffer through this shit for my mate. But I know I said I wasn't going to message authors, but I ain't going to lie. I slide in Tria's inbox after reading this book. I know I said that. But y'all, I be lying sometimes. Damn. Shit. Oh, I be lying when it comes. If y'all hear me say I'm not going to inbox these authors, I'm lying.
In your way.
But anyway, I inbox her because I wanted to. The friend group was amazing. Like, they really was a hot mess. And they're... Yeah. Their dialogue, and it's crazy because this book was fucking short, and their dialogue and their banter in the book had me wanting more, to the fact that I messaged the author and I was like, hey, which book is the friend book? Because I want
to read. Oh boy.
Like, I literally, they had the banter and the jokes. They had me smiling while reading. Like, this was, you could tell that they were truly friends, more like sisters. It was amazing. And this book was Fated Mates done well. Yeah. Fated Mates done well. In less than 100 pages, this was exceptionally well. But.
Y'all know she always got a but.
But I have, this is what the one drawback I had from this book. Now, y'all know I've been reading Werewolf Shifters forever. Mm-hmm. And the biggest, I had to take off a star for this, and then a whole fucking star I take off, because they were calling her Looper. And I was like, what is a Looper? The mate of an alpha is a Luna. And when I saw Looper, I cringed, because I was like, no. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. Sharonda do. But Sharonda know how I am. Luna. Luna.
Specific to a T. So I don't, some things I don't really care about, but I enjoyed this story so much, I really didn't care. So I was just like, whatever.
Tria. Luna. L-U-N-A. But that's the only issue I had. But even speaking of the Looper, I'ma call her Luna because she's a Luna at this point for me. When she went home with Vic, she automatically morphed into the role of Luna, literally. When they start calling her that and treating her that way, and the kids started coming to that, and it just shows that her powers, like she felt like she wasn't going to actually be, what's the word I'm looking for? She wasn't going to bring anything to the table when it comes to her being a part of his pack. But show that when she got there, she brought everything to the table. Like she, you know that her powers were going to effectively help Vic take this pack to the next level. And I fucking, Drea, listen, this is what we need to do. You ain't got to listen, but listen. We need more witch stories, preferably with wolves. This will be ideal for me. Like, I really love this book. I enjoyed this book. Everything about this
book. Well, she does have another series with werewolves and witches. Really? But you don't ever listen to me, but okay.
Sharonda, we ain't going there. Because we can talk about not listening to each other. Are we ready to have this conversation?
I'm not listening to you at all. But anyway, she has another series.
I'm going to download it right now. What's the name of the series, Sharonda? Is it the Haven series or something like that?
No, it's not that series. I'm actually reading that now. I'll let you know about that.
Send me the link. I don't want to hear nothing else.
I'll send you the link, okay? She actually has a series with witches, but I'll send you the link. And you can
read Anderson, you did me well. You did me well. That one little snapple with the looper, I'm going to let you slide for that just a little bit. Not much. I'm going to let you cook a little bit, but not much. But I enjoyed it. Shout out to my girl Sharonda for putting me on. That's all I give her because she don't listen to me. But anyway.
Anyway. Check out Portia's Wolf by Drea Anderson. If you go on her website, it's actually a free download on her website, a free short story on her website. So go over there and download it with a quickness and read it.
And make sure I pick up Unhand Me
by Gray Huffington,
because that book was for me, and I keep saying for me because I know they got some stands out there. Mm-hmm. That book for me was a welcome read after the tragedy that was Malachi for me. So
I haven't read much by Dre. I haven't read much by, what's her name?
Gray Huffington.
Yeah,
I haven't read much by her. Read her novellas.
I think the last book I read by her was Luca, and you know,
we love Luca.
We actually, you can go back. We have an episode on Luca, but But at the end of the day, we enjoy both books. Both books were good.
Yes, so, I had a good reading week when it came to these books. I was like, because y'all know I'm out here struggling.
She says that's a lot lately.
How many books did I read last year, Sharonda? I read 437 books last year. I read 437 books last year. I just hit 150 books for the year.
That's nice.
No,
I don't even think I hit 100 books yet.
Yeah, at least 300 by now, at least 200.
I don't even think I hit 100 books yet, but yeah.
But yeah, but I said anyway, one of my goals this year was to read less, and baby, the tongue is a powerful weapon.
Told you, you better stop speaking that shit until it's
shut up this
it's
time.
Happening for you, honey.
Okay, well, my goal next year is to win the lottery. Come through for me then. Damn, shit.
Shit, that's my goal too. I hope it happens one day. Shit, bitch. But yeah. Very good reads this episode. High key recommend them both.
High key, especially Portia's Wolf.
Amazing.
Both that was them really did me well. So I didn't
her, but Portia's Wolf was so damn good. I mean, Vic just had that. Woo, that energy. That dick was swinging on page. Love
you. Could just tell that his dick is big.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you can look at a man and the way that he carry himself, that you can just tell that his dick is big, Vic.
That was big.
I could tell that shit was just laying on his freaking thigh, just chilling. Like, why am I like?
Oh shit!
Anyway,
anyway,
the book community has been crazy this past couple of weeks, don't you think, Sharonda?
It's always crazy. I always think this community is fucking crazy. But yeah, yeah. We had a lot going on. We had a messy situation with Essence Fest in a local bookstore down in New Orleans. Which was wild as hell.
Very unfortunate, man. And
I think it all could have been resolved if there was some type of communication. There was no communication. So we had this whole mess. And this business, Baldwin & Co., which is a local bookstore down in New Orleans, caught a lot of flack. Rumors started spreading. Misinformation started spreading. And people was calling this man a liar and a thief and all other sorts of shit. It was really bad. It was just an unfortunate situation. And I think with Essence being the leader, as it claims it is, they could have handled that situation way better. And a lot of things can be true at once. And I think people have a real bad habit of taking a word of people that they believe is more
powerful.
Yeah. You know, and people were really, it was really bad for Baldwin & Co. until Essence finally apologized, and that was crazy.
Well, they removed the legal stuff that they had. And the thing about it is, I've been reading the comments, and when I was in college, I went to HBCU, and mm-hmm. homecoming is very, very, very important to HBCUs. And mm-hmm. there were a lot of businesses, a lot of clubs, a lot of club promoters and other businesses. They were advertising under mm-hmm. under homecoming. Like, it's not that they were saying, okay, this is sponsored by my school. Mm-hmm. They were saying, it's fucking homecoming weekend. If y'all can't get into the official homecoming parties, bitch, mm-hmm. we having our party. Hit us up. So it's like, I don't know the situation with Baldwin & Co. A lot of people are saying that they charged the authors to show. I don't know if they charged
but
the authors.
But he actually put something out on his Twitter feed, and he said he never charges authors. So this is what I'm saying. People have to stop running until there is actual confirmation. People have to stop running with misinformation. And like I said, this man caught a lot of shit because people were like, oh, you charge your authors and da-da-da-da and all this other stuff. When it out his own mouth, he said he didn't do that, and he has never charged authors. You know what I'm saying? But it's another thing of people believing Essence over the word of a small black business.
And that's the thing.
It's fucked up.
They might have mentioned Essence, but I don't really think they were saying they were affiliated with Essence, but they probably saying it's Essence Fest. People are going to be in the city for fucking Essence, so we're having this event. I don't think they, because they did it a lot when I was in college for homecoming. Every little bar and every little nightclub was having homecoming shit, and right. they had shit to do with my school.
Right.
They know that niggas is going to be in town for homecoming weekend. And if you couldn't get into this party, you could come to this. I don't know.
I just think it was just an unfortunate thing. And I don't think as outsiders, you're going to get the full story. Because Essence is going to have their word, and Baldwin & Co. is going to have their word. And they're both trying to protect their brands. So we're never really going to get what actually happened. I just feel like it was an unfortunate situation, and I just feel like it was wrong once Essence said, hey, they were charging authors and we doing it for free, then everybody turned tail on Baldwin & Co. and started shitting on a small black business. And that was fucked up.
Why didn't they even collaborate with Baldwin & Co.? Like, Baldwin & Co. is a black-owned bookstore in New Orleans. Why not collaborate with them? You know, like,
it would have made so much more sense. But sometimes people don't do things that make sense. So, yeah. It was unfortunate. And I hope he recovers from that. And he will, because he's from what I've been seeing is a very, his business is very popular in New Orleans. He helps people. He actually helps people in his community and things like that, local authors and artists in his community and stuff like that. So, you know, I think he'll recover just fine. I just think it was very unfortunate to see people, especially in the book community, people always screaming and yelling about support Black-owned bookstores, independent bookstores. And it just was unfortunate to see so many people, so many mutuals turn fucking tail and shit on this small Black bookstore, independent bookstore.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was fucked up. That's what I did not like. Because these be the same people screaming about, oh, support, order from their store. But soon as Essence said, hey, they did this, everybody was just like, it was like, you know, turn your back on them. I just think that's fucked up. A lot of things can be true in a lot of situations. And it was just unfortunate.
Very.
I think he'll be fine. And it was good to see that people from New Orleans, book bloggers, people in the community that are from New Orleans were supporting.
Speaking out, yeah.
They were speaking out against the whole situation because it was fucked up.
It seemed like it was a lot of issues with this Essence Fest this year, because every time I turn around, it was fucking something with Juvenile and then with this. And I'm like, nigga, get it together.
But yeah, crazy. Just crazy. But yeah. So, yeah, that
like
was
also some issues about the Stuff Your Kindle stuff too. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, why?
So, I saw it and I just kind of nixed it off. I saw people were going back and forth about it. And honestly, I'm gonna tell you right now, I did not care, because at the end of the day, Stuff Your Kindle has been a thing for years. Mm-hmm. And here's my thing. I'm just gonna say this. In this community, at times, Black authors have a really bad way of alienating themselves, okay? Mm-hmm. So this particular Stuff Your Kindle thing was announced last year on the Twitter timeline. Author, I think it was Zoe York, put it on her Twitter, asking people, you know, if they wanted to sign up and all that other jazz.
So there was information asking to sign up for this event.
Correct.
Okay.
So there was information on the timeline. I remember it. Okay. And there was information. She even listed the website where authors could go sign up. So the thing went live this weekend. Okay. And it was a lot of people in it. And now people are saying there weren't enough Black authors. They didn't see enough Black authors. If somebody puts out a link and say, hey, if you want your book to be part of something, sign up. You cannot say you were excluded. If you didn't see the link, that's something different. Okay? Because I don't even follow Zoe York. But because her tweet was retweeted so much by people, by mutuals, I saw it. Somebody said something, and then the shit starters from the Clock app went on the Clock app and started talking about how no Black authors were excluded from that Kindle stuffing opportunity. If a link is put out and they ask you to sign up and you didn't sign up, okay? Or it's just simply say, you know what? I didn't know. Now I know. Next year, I'll make sure I'm on it. But don't put it out there as if this lady intentionally did not reach out to Black authors. That is wrong. I think that's wrong. And I'm not saying that it's not never done, because we have seen some things going on where Black authors are literally excluded. But I don't think this was the case this time.
Yeah. So basically, there was a link out there saying that, okay, you can sign up. Mm-hmm. And it was open to all authors. Mm-hmm. So if your book wasn't on there, then you just didn't sign up.
Correct.
And that's just it. I remember the Stuff Your Kindle going on for a while. And honestly, I didn't even know until recently, probably last year, or I don't know, I think it's been going on for what, 3 years? Two, 3 years?
That stuff, your Kindle thing, has been going on for as long as
I can. It's been going on for a while, because I remember when I first started into the book community, it's been a while, and I've been seeing it.
There was one just before this for AA for AAPI month, where it was just Stuff Your Kindle for Asian authors. So it's like, but this wasn't that. This wasn't a link where this lady was just like, okay, only white authors, She so did not say that. And I feel like once it got on the clock app, then it was being talked about as if this lady intentionally excluded Black authors. And I don't think she did that. I don't think that was her intention at all. But people tend to take things that they see on Twitter and run with it on the clock app. And
you know how the clock app go. Everybody got to run their mouth to get the engagement and to get the followers. So I need to start running my mouth. Nah, I'm playing.
It was, for me, it was another unfortunate thing, because I don't read a lot of Zoe York's books or whatever. I think she has a pen name or whatever. But, you know, she seems pretty cool on the timeline and stuff like that. And I just think it was just another unfortunate thing. And then with situations like that, people tend to pick sides. Then you have people like, oh, I'm unfollowing this one, and this one should have just kept her mouth shut. And it's just like, why are we even doing all of this?
Some people should have kept their mouth shut now.
I mean, well, facts, but still. I mean, 100% facts, but still. You know what I'm saying? It was unfortunate. And I think,
I agree.
It was
a situation where there were opportunities for all authors to sign up and include their book, then there should not be any drama. Like, just next Stuff Your Kindle. If you see the link out there, sign up or send it to your author friends. Like, that's the thing. Send it to your author friends and sign up. If you want your book to be out there, send it to your author friends and sign up. And then we ain't got to have this shit. Because they say they're having the next one in November, right?
Yeah, and then again, I'm just gonna leave it at this, and I'm just gonna go back to minding my business, because I think minding my business, drinking water, is clearing up my skin, and I think I need to do
water
that.
Water and mind my business. I'ma drink water and mind my business. Hey. Come on, Soka. Hey. Well, I don't be minding my business much, but I drink water a lot. But I'm working on minding my business. Damn it, I'm a bohemian. We nosy. The fuck.
It's just in my blood. It's in my you. I am my sister. Okay.
I don't know.
So I just feel like, you know, if you want to be included in something, be included in something. But don't make it always seem like people are intentionally leaving Black authors.
Especially if there's a universal link for you to sign up and you ain't sign up, maybe that's a personal problem. See, I didn't know about the link. I think
just say that. I did not know. Next year, I'll know about it. But the way it was put out, it was like you were accused. You know, it's like they were accusing this lady of intentionally leaving Black authors out. And I don't think that was correct. I don't think that was right. Unless I read it wrong. But I don't think I read it wrong. I think I saw it as exactly what it was. And I don't think it was that lady's intention to do that. But yeah. Too much. It's always too much. It's always too much. Y'all be making something out of nothing. And that was nothing. In my humble opinion. So, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with my co-hosts. Especially if there's a link out there for you to sign up. Baby, just sign up and send it to your author friends. And be like, let's get some color up in here. Okay? But if you saw the link and you just drive past it.
But anyway, next subject.
Child, what else has been going on in this community?
I don't know. I think that's all I saw this weekend. But the Essence Fest really gagged me, child.
That was very disappointing. That was very disappointing. And I hope they got that situation.
And I hope it doesn't happen again next year. I hope they get it together where we won't have to see that shit again next year. where you're shunning local businesses in the city that you're visiting. You don't do that.
I thought the smart thing would have been to collaborate with the businesses and the people in the city of NOLA.
You would think. A lot of things are smart to do, but a lot of people don't do smart things. So, you know, cringe. Yes.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
that is it for us.
We enjoyed our time with you tonight, and we thank you for chopping it up with these two book baddies. I don't like that, book baddies. I feel like everybody say book baddies. I'm going to have to think.
Yeah. You're going to have to think of something else.
I don't want
to
be a book baddie.
No, I don't want to be a book baddie either.
We can think of something else. But anyway, thank you guys for chopping it up with us. And we really appreciate you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to us rant and rave about these books. And we will see you next episode. We might have a book to review. Shit, I don't know. We've been out here fighting for our life. We was out here fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Swinging in the air, honey. Swinging and missing. But my co has said, we appreciate you guys for always tapping in, listening.
We love you guys.
I see we got 8 ratings on Spotify. So
we got ratings and shit?
Yeah, we're getting ratings, honey.
Brilliant.
So for the folks that left a rating on Spotify, I think you could also leave a rating on iTunes. Keep it up. Keep them coming. And we appreciate it. Thank you.
Do they be nice, though?
They be nice.
I be looking. I gotta look. fucking up, y'all. I'm a look.
But thank you so very much. And we will talk to y'all the next time.
Hey, guys. If you're here, we thank you so very much. Make sure you're tuning in for bi-weekly episodes. You can also catch our previous shows via your favorite podcast and music platforms everywhere. Be sure you're following us via social media at Brazenly Shady. And until the next battle of shenanigans, later days. Bye.